when I first looked at you, when all the other babies were tucked away in the nursery, you were still wide awake. You were very visually on cue with my face. And I could just remember saying, oh, you're going to take me from one end of the emotional spectrum to the other, not realizing how that predictable that was going to be. What is your mental illness, Zach?
I don't have a mental illness, Mom. I mean, I'm not going to define myself by that.
What do the voices in your head say?
They usually tell me a lot of positive things. They tell me, sometimes they tell me it's the end of the world, that the apocalypse is coming. And they tell me that I'm one of the 144 chosen from all the tribes of Israel. And they tell me the current president is the Antichrist, and that I play some small role in the world affairs that are to come. They're mostly benign. They tell me jokes, really, really funny jokes that I could never make up. And they take me on cosmic adventures to time and space, even though I have not even left my room.
What's been the biggest lesson you've learned since being diagnosed, and who's been the greatest help for you along the way?
The fact that I can make it through this. If I can quit smoking cigarettes, I can do anything. My greatest help has probably been the church and my mom, you. The church, because my spirituality is really tied to my illness. Even though I try not to think of it as my illness, because if you give it ownership over you, it'll just dominate you. So I try not to give my illness any ownership over me. How do you describe my mental illness when you talk to other people about me?
It depends. Sometimes I will just say that the people will say, well, what is your son doing? And I'll say he's at home. And sometimes just say he has some problems. Other times, if I'm feeling more comfortable, I'll say that you have a mental illness. Recently, it's been easier to say you're a person that has an illness called schizophrenia. So I'm very open about it because, Zach, we're proud of you. We're proud of you and think you're the bravest person we have ever known because you put up with this day in, day out.
What have been the happiest, saddest moments of your life since I've been diagnosed?
The saddest moment was watching you walk toward the hospital mental ward doors, seeing how brave you were and seeing the doors locked behind you. The greatest moments of your illness have been those days when the medication allows you to be more like yourself with your humor, your love of books, your love of movies, your ability to have conversations. One of the greatest days of my life was coming home and you were on the porch reading a book and you said, Mom, I want to go to the bookstore and get a book. Because Zach, you were gifted in the literary areas and you hadn't picked up a book in years. What do you want people to learn about mental illness, Zach?
That there is help, that there's a bright shining light at the other end of the dark tunnel, and that to hang on and that help is on the way. Recovery is possible. Are you proud of me?
Do you need to ask?
It's in the...
We're very proud of you. You could have found easier way out, and you've taken the high road. I just want to thank you for breathing.